Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our great friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, we're getting we're getting a couple days here in a row with blue skies.
Isn't it nice? We're spoiled.
Yeah, it's been nice, all right. And it looks like the temperatures are going to be increasing up into through the weekend as well.
Yes, they are. So what I'm going to say is basically today and tomorrow, mostly dry, super sunny, high pressure system in place, and temperatures in those low to mid 80s. But the dew points are still comfortable. So honestly, today and tomorrow, just a picture-perfect summery day. Now, as we go into Saturday and Sunday and Monday, that's when I want to head further north and avoid the humidity, because dew points climbing into the 70s, ladies' hair is going to be curly and frizzy all throughout the weekend.
Not
and
just thirst. Men,
you're going to be sweating. You're going to be sweating.
Yeah. I got some very curly, wavy hair. They're not alone on that one, yes.
You're with us. Mm-hmm. I like this. Mm-hmm. Good and refreshing to hear.
Nice.
Oh, but goodness, we are definitely nearing 90 degrees. It is still looking like that on Sunday and into Monday.
Ooh.
You know, with that kind of heat, we're going to have some stronger storms. I think those are going to be on Saturday night, so keep an eye out for that. But otherwise, dog days of summer.
Yeah.
A little early, huh?
Mm-hmm. Take it.
Yep. Barking. Summer is barking. We'll take it. I don't know what that was. I don't know if I should be on the air right now, to be honest with you guys.
Oh, boy.
Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Jones, it's every morning right here. And it is Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth and I are going to have some fun with you in the next couple of hours.
Yep.
A little bit. Get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we have how many percentage of Americans think that they're mowing incorrectly or are told that they're mowing wrong?
Mowing incorrectly.
Yeah.
That could mean a lot of different things. I'm curious now.
I really feel like you've really got to be going out of your way to be, I don't know, but we'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the old Ted Williams or the whole freezing your head thing.
Oh, no. We're going back to that? Oh, no.
Not with Ted Williams necessarily,
oh, okay.
Although I imagine he might come up. at some point in the next hour or two, Seth and I are going to get into 6 money-saving hacks that we have.
Okay.
And the 10 states that love fair food and states that don't like it.
Oh. There's states that don't like it?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's a weird
shocked.
One to me. 9 o'clock hour is jam-packed. Of course, it's a Thursday. We're going to be joined by Tim and our friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week.
Yes, indeed.
Big thank you to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership for sponsoring that segment. We really appreciate them. Mm-hmm. More on them later, but buy local, support local. After that, we're going to have some entertainment news. Seth and I are going to get into some local theater, we're not going to get into it alone. Melissa's going to join us.
She's got a sizzle Newsies Junior a little bit for us, which is exciting because I'm actually going to go see it tonight.
Cool.
So she's got it. I hope she does a good job.
You and everybody else are going to get a preview of what she took in, and I'm looking forward to that. Along with that, we'll talk a little more Ellen, maybe for the last time. Also be talking about the Kevin Costner movie, Horizon.
All your favorite people today.
Right,
wow, James,
right,
I'm telling you.
And forget Barbenheimer. What about Clicked or Glicked?
Glicked.
Yeah, that's the next one that they're trying to make happen, which means it will not happen.
It will fail.
Yeah. You can't force these. We'll get into it more.
Yeah, later. Anyway.
we got good stories of the day, and I do want to spend some time on some local events that are going on, because Thursday is a big day here in Rapids with a lot of our local events.
Yes.
But first, I want to kick things off right here. A herd of 45 escaped cows paraded through a neighborhood in North Yorkshire, England, creating a racket that sounded like an earthquake. Leaving behind quite a lot of,
you know what cows leave behind?
Cow pies.
Yeah.
Security camera footage recorded in the Ripon neighborhood shows resident Leon Box, 16, going out to investigate the sound and sprinting for safety when he spotted the herd of cows barreling towards him. These were not just wandering cows. These cows had a mission. They were going places.
They were going in a hurry, apparently.
Yeah. She said her husband captured cell phone camera footage of it, so there is some footage out there if you're curious to see. The cows, which apparently escaped from a nearby farm by pushing their way through a gate, were rounded up over the course of several hours by North Yorkshire police. The cows are all doing fine. They're back home and everything. But there's a couple things here. One, I think you have to keep in mind Yorkshire. Mm-hmm. And their roads are a little bit different than ours mm-hmm. in certain parts of there. From what I saw from the footage, this is an older town.
Yep.
So it's more of a, not cobblestone, but more of a smaller road.
Yes, very narrow streets, yes.
So this is a little like the bulls of Pamplona, you know, coming through and everything. This is a little like that with cows. This is England's version of the running of the bulls.
Maybe they'll start a thing every year, try to do that. Boy, that's got to be weird, okay? It's a sound you don't understand. It's something that happens. What is that? What am I hearing here? Is it an earthquake? I mean, literally, people were probably like, is this an earthquake? Is this what I'm hearing? I don't feel anything. And then realize it's literally a stampede of cows.
Yeah, I don't think that they're, like, if it's a stampede, I don't know if it matters what it is.
No.
Like, it could be the most innocent animal ever. You know, a stampede of kittens. Oh, no.
I was going to say, but it's a stampede of rabbits, maybe?
Yeah, that charging at you down the road when you don't expect, when it's just a city road and you don't expect that.
That's alarming.
That is a little alarming. Yeah. That's going to be a rough start to the day.
Worry a little. I mean, come on.
I am also curious if these cows had a plan, because it sounds like they worked together to push the gate open.
That's what I was. Man, I'm telling you. It's like, freedom!
You know how this happened, too. One cow was trying to get it done, and then another cow came by and started to push it. And like, wait a minute. Was this what we should have been doing the whole time is working together?
It just suddenly occurred to them. We could do this.
We could do this,
guys. You know how heavy we are? Let's do this. Yeah.
And they got out on the road, and they got like about 20 feet, and they're like, all right, now what? Like, oh, man, nobody had a plan B. Nobody knew. We didn't think we'd get this far.
Anyone want to go for a run?
Yeah, I mean, so
sure. Let's go for a run. Okay.
They got some exercise.
Yeah, so that's all they wanted. They wanted to do a 5K, and they were fine.
I really want everybody to think about that just for a moment. You're going out. You're grabbing the paper. You're just taking a look at the morning day, nice big blue sky out there, taking an appreciation of the morning air.
Oh, that's Northern England. There's no sun.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And then cows.
Then cows.
It's a stampede of the cows.
Yeah.
Just saw the one I wanted to tag team with that. An Alabama woman is celebrating her 108th birthday, offering an unusual answer to how she keeps herself feeling young.
Oh, dear.
These get better and better.
They don't they?
Her answer, drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches. We love you, Helen. Helen Denmark turned 108 on Sunday, and she was celebrated with a party Monday thrown by her friends and caregivers at the Brooksdale Assisted Living in Birmingham. Denmark said she doesn't feel any older than she did when she was 107, and she says she stays feeling youthful by, you know, as I said, drinking wine, eating dessert.
It almost always involves alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like a glass of whiskey every day.
And the Centurion said she still feels healthy and strong.
Cool.
I'll be here when I'm 110, she says. The U.S. Census Bureau estimated that there are about 101,000 people over the age of 100 living in the country as of January.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, that number is expected to quadruple to about 422,000.
Wow.
By 2054.
Wow. As we live longer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming less and less of a obscure thing to see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good story of the day. I think that's pretty cool. And, this lady's awesome.
Still, I love the flirting with men with mustaches. Very specific. Flirting with men with mustaches.
That's the thing about it. I love the specificness of it.
It
is not just a handsome man or a young man. Yeah. It's a man with a mustache.
Mustache.
Doesn't matter what age they are.
Manly just, man.
You got a Tom Selleck on you? You got a mustache? You're good to go.
I'm thinking of all the iconic mustaches now over the years. The baby's mustaches.
I will wholeheartedly admit to the audience, we have talked about mustaches on and off on this show for a couple of years. I want to do a top five mustaches.
Ooh.
Top five mustaches, and we could do this. It might be easier to do it like top five mustaches in entertainment, top five mustaches in history. Because Perlow had
the detective.
Yeah, he had a great mustache. Of course, I just mentioned Tom Selleck. That's got to be number one. It's going to be hard to top Selleck's.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of when I know he has shaved it occasionally, mm-hmm. and it's so wrong. Tom Selleck, I'm sorry, man. You got to keep that stash.
He's the one guy. Like, I could handle Ted Danson bald before I could handle Tom Selleck without a mustache. I went back because we played Magnum P.I. as part of our Star of the Day the other day. So I'm watching the intro and I'm like, oh, was that mustache as iconic? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It was perfect. He had a perfect mustache. Yeah,
should have had its own billing.
Tom Selleck's mustache, starring Tom Selleck's mustache. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. I actually wanted the Beatles one.
Oh, I keep forgetting to put that on there.
Oh, it's not on. Oh, that actually makes me feel better because I keep thinking I'm going to hit it.
No. Okay. I got to put it back on.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. They are open. They are waiting for you. They've got an amazing menu for you and some wonderful people to greet you. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Check out that amazing menu and all the great stuff that they have over there. And buy local, support local. Support those that support us, everybody. Head on over to El Cafe. Let them know we appreciate them sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Please do.
We want more and more of them. I've mentioned it before. We would love to spend more time on you guys than the celebrity birthdays. And we can do that if you get us more and more birthdays.
Exactly.
Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And of course, call up
424-2600. Do it today. Do it now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right this second.
We'll wait.
Well, we were waiting there. That was your moment. You were supposed to call right
now.
Come
on, there. Man. No.
Feel free to call up, everybody. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 3 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy anniversary, a very big happy 65th anniversary to Jan and Dean Langloff.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two. Nice.
65, you two. That's beautiful.
65 years.
That is beautiful. That is one of the more beautiful and good stories of the day any of us are going to hear. Happy 65th, you two. And I say celebrate right into the weekend.
Yes.
You go right ahead and celebrate all weekend long.
Celebrate all month, man. If you've been married for 65 years, you can celebrate all year.
You can do what you want.
Do what you want, man.
I really feel like after 50, you can do what you want. Yeah. You know, go ahead and celebrate and enjoy, you two. And thank you very much for sharing that anniversary with us. We wish happy birthday to Doug Berg.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier is actually a good friend of the ours in this community and the station. We wish a happy birthday to Carol Runrow Brody.
Carol, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Carol, of course, of One Rose Greenery, Greenhouse. Yes. Well, I love that place. It's a fantastic place. I don't know much at all about plants, but I know it's beautiful and it smells great over there.
That's right.
And I can tell you, as somebody who has bought a handful of roses for their mom, they are incredibly helpful over there at what to do and know how to pick the right one.
Yes.
I'm actually sneaky good at picking a good flower. I don't know why. I don't have any in expertise in this or anything. But they are great. Like the bouquet stuff, too, especially, you know, making it look good.
Arrangements.
And everything.
Yeah, very good arrangements.
Hey, here, flower. And they're like, well, maybe we'll put
a little bit more there.
Make it look nicer. Are you sure, flower? No.
By the way, when your name, last name is One Rose, do you have to go into the flower business? I think you have to.
I'm pretty sure Carol wanted to be an architect. And she had to.
She's like, no, your name is One Rose. Yes, you got to do flowers.
Happy birthday, Carol. You're our qualifier. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You could qualify and you could win some free El Cafe at the beginning of next month.
Awesomeness.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Alyssa Cara is 28. She won Best New Artist in 2018 at the Grammys. A lot of people say that's a kiss of death. her hits, Here, Stay, Scars to You're Beautiful, and the Moana theme song, How Far I'll Go.
Yes.
Does some good work.
She's very, very talented.
Let's see here. Little Kim is 50. Wow.
Little
Kim is 50.
She's out of jail now, right?
Yeah, I believe so. probably her most famous song is the Lady Marmalade song she did with Pink and Maya and Christina Applegate. Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
It'd be great if it was Christina Applegate, though. That'd be great. Kim came in 5th on Dancing with the Stars in season 8. A great actor that has not really gotten a lot of big opportunities, but I really hope still does at some point. Michael Rosenbaum is 52 today.
Ooh.
He is one of the best Lex Luthers I've seen. He was Lex Luthor on Smallville. My sister loved that show. I watched it with her. And it was an okay show. I didn't really get too into it. It was way before we were bombarded by superhero stuff.
Yeah, it was.
It was ahead of the curve on some of that. And it was giving you actually a pre story on Clark Kent that you hadn't gotten before, Clark Kent in high school.
Right.
So the stories were interesting. The CW writing just never hit where I thought it should hit. But his performance as Lex Luthor was fantastic. He was charming. He was evil. He was good. He is
charming and evil. I love that.
He has since played Maritinex in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Oh, gosh.
Where that role was supposed to be bigger, but they had to cut it here and there. And James Gunn has told him, like, I'm going to use you. And he used him in the third one. And I think he's going to have something else coming up, either as that character or something else.
That'd be cool.
He's a handsome guy, too.
Yeah, right.
He was actually on the pilot episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia and killed it. Was amazing on there. He's a good actor. I like him. He's also the voice of the Flash on the DC Animated Universe.
Oh, didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, he does a good job of voice acting, too. Let's see here. Suzanne Vega is 65.
Oh.
Now, did she find Luca now that there is a famous Luca? He's not on the second floor anymore. He's on the basketball
court. No, she's too busy hanging out at Tom's Diner.
Yeah, that's it. Nicely done. Nicely done. She's one of those artists that I kind of thought would have more. Like more work just as a writer, as a singer.
You know, I think part of it is because she never did more. She was never that big in the pop world. Yeah. She's married to a classical conductor, Michael Tilson Thomas, who so she's like a musical everywhere. She does stuff for all different genres, and she's a fascinating person, and she's a very talented musician. But she doesn't always do everything in the pop idiom. So
I didn't know that. I'm really happy to hear that. That's great to hear. Because I'm a fan. I like her work.
Yes, I am too. She's very cool.
Giorgio Armani is 90.
Wow.
How many knew that Giorgio was still alive?
I got me on that one, man. I thought he was gone. Honest,
I didn't know he was around. I did not. I'm not trying to be mean.
It's just he's been around for so long.
Honestly, when it comes to logo people, you know, people that are fashion logos and stuff, I don't oftentimes think that they are. And just because I think that that's what we grew up around.
Exactly.
But, you know, we didn't grow up around Mr. Lee. You know, our Lees, our Levi's were, you know, we didn't, I don't know. There's
who are you? Yes. I got to say that there is not a more established name in fashion, especially men's fashion, than Armani. The famous Armani suit. It still means something. Which is not, for some things, that's not so true, but Armani suits are still a thing.
This is about 10 or 15 years ago, but to your point, we had this big, like, a corporate kind of thing with Fox where we were going to get together and we were supposed to sell our show.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of other people were there that were selling their shows along with some of the more popular shows on Fox at the time, like House and some of that.
Sure.
And we're going around and we don't know who's going to be there. You know, is Hugh Laurie going to be there and some of these people? And there weren't too many big names, but there were some people around there. Amy Adams was there.
Cool.
That's how I saw her the second time. And she remembered me because of my hair. And that's it. I'm positive that's the only reason she did, but she was very nice.
Your hair paid off.
But they told us as we're going to this, that we drove there in a limo. It was held at a winery. Yeah. So we're there, and as we're going in, we're nervous. Every one of us actors, none of us are a name. Mm-hmm. And they tell us, if anybody asks what you're wearing, just say Armani. Like, what? Yeah, just say Armani. Nobody's going to look. Nobody's going to say anything. So sure enough, our lead actor, Anthony, is a very handsome man. Mm-hmm. And it stands out in a crowd, like that kind of handsome. He's walking around, and he's confident. He's feeling good. Somebody comes up to him and says, what are you wearing? And right away, he goes, Armani. Oh, can I see? I'm wearing Armani. And he just looks at me. He's like, what? What do I do? What do I do? So I immediately, thinking I'm doing the right thing, come over and interrupt the conversation.
Okay.
And try to save him. Mm-hmm. It was a producer that was trying to talk to him. And I got in between it. It felt horrible. They ended up talking later. I saw it.
Thank goodness.
But
I was just
trying to help. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I might have gotten in the way. I know I got in the way. I know I did. Fashion mogul. It's such a good. I don't think I could say any more than you did.
No, not really. That. No.
People that are no longer with us, Leon Spinks, born on this day in 1953, passed away in 2021. Heavyweight boxing champion of the world for about a minute. Unfortunately, Leon Spinks is known more of his failures and what didn't work for him. But it's still the way he went out, not cool.
Yeah.
And still a heavyweight champion.
You know, he still has that, yeah.
The great, the legend, Yul Brynner, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 85. I've always said that Michael Jordan, Telly Savalas got it started. Michael Jordan is the one that brought bald cool. But you can make the argument Yul Brynner did that a long time ago.
I'm trying to think, you know, I think we almost might should be giving that to Yul Brynner, because he was bald before it was cool. You know, he was doing it for the Ten Commandments and all that stuff. So, I love it, though.
I mentioned a number of times I grew up on a lot of classic movies because my nana mm-hmm. papa wanted me to see the greats. And I've seen the Ten Commandments, The King and I. I watched mm-hmm. those with my nana and everything. I actually remember him in Westworld. That was how I actually ended up falling in love with the TV show, is because I watched the movie as a kid.
The classic, yeah.
And it's such an interesting, weird, different movie. And his performance is perfect. It's perfect. For the character he's playing, mm-hmm. I don't want to ruin anything, but for the character he's playing, he nails it mm-hmm. In ways that I didn't think about until like many, many years later watching the TV show Westworld.
Right.
And seeing some of the great actors performing there and that. But it is The Magnificent Seven over and over again. That is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. I didn't realize that, though, until doing this show. And we celebrate people that were in the movie, mm-hmm. and I think about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah, that's one of my, wait a minute, you know, is that one of my top five, top 10? Definitely. Magnificent mm-hmm. Seven, definitely one of my top 10 favorite movies. And it's in part because of guys like him in it.
Absolutely.
And we wrap up with E.B. White, celebrated the birthday on this date, 1899, passed away in 1985, same year Yul Brynner did.
Interesting.
Very. Author, of course, of Charlotte's Web, mm-hmm. Stuart Little. You write like one, two of those, you're good.
You're set.
Like I'm sure I wanted to write more or did write more and everything, but yeah, it's quite the career you pull those two off.
I love the idea of children's authors doing nothing but their initials. You know,
yes.
A. Milne, you got you know, E.B. White, you got, you know.
There's a story there. There's a story
Baum.
There, I bet. Yes,
probably.
Yes. R.L. Stine.
Yeah.
There's such a story there. I haven't found it yet. But
I'm just curious
I'm
about
you
that.
There's
yeah.
a story there. Mm-hmm. There's something. There were a publisher, our publishing house was like, well, it worked for so-and-so, so now you're going to do it. Now you're known as this. George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little different version.
Right.
There's a lot of that. And there's a lot of great birthdays and anniversaries out there. If you are celebrating one, we encourage you to have fun, enjoy, and celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Dun, dun, dun. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. It's classic. It's a classic.
I know. Love that song.
Nice job with the bumpers, man. Nice work.
It'd be all 50 songs if I had my druthers, but we need variety, so.
We do. Seth and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic mm-hmm. Thursday out there. In the age of social media hacks and tricks, it's easier than ever to learn that you've been doing something wrong, which is just wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We all love being...
No, you're doing it wrong.
We love having strangers point out when we're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing feels better. So great. In a new poll, 40% of adults say that they have witnessed their own parents making mistakes while cleaning and doing other chores around the house, and about half of them tried to correct them.
Tried.
That same half is our fools. there's a difference of trying to help, trying to correct.
Correct?
No.
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 That's not going to end well.
I learned real quick. There is one way to work with my dad. And my mom. And it is not, oh, you guys are doing this wrong, let me do it. Yeah, that goes over well. I'm still feeling guilt from stuff that I did when I was like 17 from that.
Yeah, especially if they're like holding a hammer or something, you know.
Yeah.
Now, whoa.
Hey, you know, I learned this new technique. Can I show you this? Or, hey, mm-hmm. I think you might find this interesting. There's a lot of ways to do that. That is not the way to do it.
A more diplomatic ways.
Overall, they ask people what cleaning tasks they have been told that they're doing wrong. And the number one answer was folding laundry, which makes sense since everyone seems to have their own spin on the right way to do it, quote unquote, right way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I am not bad at folding, but I'm terrible with sheets. I don't know what it is, but I cannot fold sheets to save my life. It just can't happen. I'm bad at it. I could do laundry. I could do. I could do all those things, but I am not good at that. I like how I say that. It's something I should put on my resume.
Yeah, can do laundry.
I can do laundry.
How about this? The only thing I get excited to fold are towels because they're like rectangles.
Oh yeah,
and they're easy. Just there we go. That's yeah, don't have That's to worry about all the angles and
yep.
Yeah. Towels are the best.
I have been told also, by the way, speaking of being told you're doing something wrong, you got to go fold the corners first with the sheets. You got to fold the corners. I've been trying this for 10 years, and it's still bad at it. So here are the top 10 chores people have been told they're doing incorrectly. Folding laundry, 33% say that one. Mopping and sweeping, 28% on that. Doing laundry, 26%. Loading the dishwasher, 25%. Doing dishes by hand, 23%. That one I have heard a couple of times.
Okay.
Now, I am a neat freak, borderline neat freak. I work really hard at cleaning dishes, but there is clean, and then there is the way you want to clean. And mm-hmm. and if you're doing somebody else's dishes, how that is. And mm-hmm. that's, I've heard that one before.
So you need a dishwasher.
You adjust. Yeah, I imagine.
Because not only does it get them cleaner and more sanitized, it actually uses less water. It's more energy efficient, actually.
Really, that's what I'm learning. I didn't grow up with dishwashers.
Neither did I, yeah.
Okay.
I my parents used to joke, yeah, we've got a dishwasher, Seth. You know,
yeah, same here. That's yeah. why insert my name.
Exactly.
And I've never used a dishwasher.
Really?
I've never used one. No, I wouldn't. You put a dishwasher in front of me. I know I got to put the dishes in there, but I'm kind of lost after that.
Sadly, I'm one of those people that the dishwasher has to be done correctly.
Oh, okay.
When you're loading it, because otherwise, and partially it's because it doesn't get as clean if you don't do it.
Mm.
But also my sense of aesthetics is like very much, for whatever reason, with dishwashers. It's like, no, it's got to be like this.
This is one of your things.
It is. I don't have a lot of stuff like that, but that is one of them.
That's good to know. Gardening and yard work, 21%. And then here's the interesting one. Cleaning furniture, 16%. Dusting, 16%. I'm sure that there are some details to those. But the one that stood out to me was mowing the lawn. 18% of people have been told that they're doing that incorrectly. And let's put aside the fact that you're not using a mower that works, or you're not lowering the mower enough so that it's actually
cutting the
grass mm-hmm. low enough for you and your liking or what have you, or your area. Some areas have to have a little higher grass mm-hmm. than more, some others. But what are you like going in circles? Are you like, doing serpentine?
Doing patterns?
Yeah. I mean, what are you, crop circles? What are you doing? How are you messing this up?
I would love to see someone put crop circles in their own lawn. That would be hilarious. That is a great question. Is it because you're like not going in the right path? I don't know.
I don't know how you how mess
do
you, that one up.
How does the other person know you're not doing it right? Just like it's got to be about, the pattern you're going in. That's got to be what it is. It's like, no, you need to do it this way.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I will say, one of the things my family and I, we did for odd jobs when we first out here is lawn care. Mm-hmm. And my dad worked for a local
landscaping business?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
And worked with them. And I did some of the mowing on the side. Mm. And if he couldn't get this lawn, I would do it or whatever.
Right.
And they had to be well done.
Of course.
So I think I was going left to right, and he's like, no, up and down. And it was a big deal to him. And so me being me, of course, because this was apartment complexes we were doing.
Oh, okay.
And there's a long stretch.
Oh, gotcha.
So sometimes I would still do that, and he would come back, and he would either redo it or just bark at me.
Like critique you.
Yeah,
no, look at this. You missed this one blade of grass. No.
Well, maybe there's ways. Maybe there's some other ways. Let's find out. Good morning. You're on the air.
Do you pre-wash your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, or you do put them in dirty?
Mm. I put them in dirty.
Okay.
I do not pre-wash. Nope. Mm. Because,
never heard of this.
Part of it is because dishwashers nowadays are so good that you really don't have to do that. And we have a newer dishwasher, so, I mean, get off the big food chunks, of course. You don't want to put those in there, but, no, I do not pre-wash them.
Mm. Yeah, because I feel, obviously, I think it's just a matter of opinion, is that I think the dishwasher will last a little longer, and those filters don't fill up so bad if you pre-wash. But, you don't put the big chunks in, but I try to, sometimes if they don't rinse their dishes after having eggs, and you throw them in the dishwasher, and
right.
the yolks get all crusty on the plates, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, it depends on what you're using to what kind of food it is. Because, like you said, eggs are one of the harder things to clean off. Chocolate is the worst. So then you have to, you really have to, you know, certain things you do have to clean a little bit more before you go in there. Otherwise, it just won't come clean, no matter how hot the water is or how strong the jets are, kind of thing. Yeah.
I get what you guys are saying, but to somebody who has never really been around a dishwasher, it sounds awfully silly.
Doesn't it?
You're washing your dishes before you throw them in the dishwasher. Oh, okay. All right. I mean, to each your own. Two Americas. I don't know.
The other thing is, if you wash your dishes before you wash your dishes, it kind of defeats the purpose of saving water by using a dishwasher because you're using more water.
I could see though some stuff is just too corroded to, you know.
Sometimes you got to do something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. But then when it comes to the lawn thing, though, I mean, I'm kind of wondering if that is yelling at a kid that's cutting grass because,
yeah.
I mean, I know when I was, I mean, especially when you're teaching your kids on how to cut the grass, you know. Yeah, you're doing it wrong, but here, let me show you how you're supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're not lining it up right or whatever. Yeah, you're missing patches because they're not lining it up. But, yeah, to have that percentage for getting not doing your yard right, it's got to be a pattern thing. If
it seems like it. Yeah,
it is. Checkerboards or whatever it is they do. And
my dad was actually a really good teacher and really took his time with me and my brother and sister, was good about most things. But there were certain things, especially like work-related stuff, where he was the guy. Because I learn better by seeing somebody else do it and then let me do it, mm-hmm. you know, that right. kind of thing. So I would go to, hey, can you show me? And he would show me, and then he would just do it. Like, I would never get the mower back or the hammer back or anything like that.
This is how you do it, James. Now go. Dad, you already did it.
Yeah, and he would look at you like, what? Like, just, man.
So you play Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
There you go. He was. Right. Yeah, that's right. He was Huckleberry Finn, right? Yeah.
Without trying. Yes.
Without trying. He wasn't fooling his dad into this.
No. Always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Safe travels out there. We got to get to break. We'll come back after checking in with our partners. We'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Growing up, I didn't appreciate him that much, but my Uncle Bob went and followed ZZ Top for a while. I was a big fan of them.
Oh, wow.
And he was one of my bigger music influences. Mm-hmm. Him and my dad were great friends.
Yep.
And he was a huge ZZ Top guy. Talking about the way that those guys played guitar together, mm-hmm. was something that I always thought was interesting. And it's something, as I get older, I'm appreciating their music a little bit more, actually. I love that intro stuff.
One of Jimi Hendrix's favorite guitarists was Billy Gibbons.
It says something right
there. I know. It still blows my mind.
But I don't know many bands that have two great lead guitar players, let alone their guitar players are so in sync. Mm-hmm. They play so well together. It's the idea of like Allman Brothers with harmonizing.
Mm.
It, to me, that's the only comp I have to their guitar playing. And a great band. Fun band. Band that took advantage of music videos.
They, like, 100%, man.
They saw an opening, man.
They jumped right in.
Yeah, and good on them for it.
Yep.
Seth and I are going to take it to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, the 9 o'clock hour is jam-packed. It'll start off with our good friend Tim from the Southwood County Humane Society. Tim might even be bringing in a friend and another friend, a furry friend, with our Pet of the Week. We'll find out who our Pet of the Week is, thanks to not only our friends at Southwood County Humane Society, but, of course, our friends over at Johnson & Sons Jeep Dealership. Appreciate them being a part of the show and sponsoring that segment. Buy local, support local, support those that support us, everybody.
Indeed.
And Melissa Kay going to join us for a segment where she's going to give us a little bit of a preview of the a fantastic play that is going on right now and heard good things about.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to all of that. Talk a little WRCT and have some fun there. We got all that coming up, and we got a couple of other big topics and some other entertainment news to get into. So we got this one right here for you for now. Trying to spend less. Someone asked people in Reddit, a Reddit group called Frugal, for ideas. And here are a few money-saving hacks from, they say, cheap people.
cheap people.
What is your definition of what a person is cheap? Because name me a person that doesn't want to save money. or doesn't love getting a deal.
Right.
Please, if you are that person, call right up 715-424.
I spend money like a drunken sailor.
I will admit, I'm a little sensitive on this one. Being Jewish, it is one of the stereotypes that the we tropes, get hit yeah. on very early. Mm. I was 10 when somebody was doing that on me. 10. I went to get an Italian icy, and I didn't have enough money. And the guy thought that I didn't want to spend. And he says to me, he was Italian, by the way, and just looks at me as like, oh, you're Jewish. Of course, or it was some along those lines, and
right.
I remember going to my mom and dad and be like, I didn't understand.
You didn't understand that, right?
So I'm a little sensitive to that one.
Gotcha.
I do have to say, of all the stereotypes, guess what? You're all Jewish. You're all Jewish. If that's the case,
it's true.
I mean, every single one of you out there, yeah. Welcome to the fold, everybody. I'll tell you when the meetings are.
Who doesn't like saving money?
You got a lot more holidays off now. Congratulations. it doesn't make any sense to me. It's one of the, it speaks to the dumbness of stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So let's look at this and see what everybody would like to save more money and how you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy something unless you get rid of something else.
Oh.
You'll buy less junk and end up with just the stuff you really want.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting kind of idea.
I've never heard that before, but that's cool. Yeah.
It seems a little not the same thing. My son has taught me more and more about minimalism, mm-hmm. and he does that. And I wonder if that seems a little bit like that, like a little right. of the minimalism is. Use a budgeting app to track impulse purchases. Just the purchases you didn't really need to make. It'll show you how it all adds up at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good way to see. You know, that's part of what, and we'll probably hear this a couple of times again, finding out what you're doing now first is probably the thing you want to do, and then you can realize, oh, I can save money here and I can save money there. Knowing what you're actually doing, though, is important.
If all my money was in cash, mm-hmm. I don't think I would spend it like I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've talked to younger people about this, and they don't feel this way. They feel actually the opposite in many ways. Oh, I got to look at my bank account. Oh, I got to look at my account. I got to look at my account. For me, growing up in a cash society, I knew how much I had all the time.
It was right there in your pocket.
I was always aware of it. And not having a lot, you hung on to it more. There's something about not seeing it and it being in a digital world and just numbers and everything that I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people have been adjusting to that mm-hmm. more and more as we get less and less and become more of a card society and less of a cash society. Mm-hmm. Use the library. It seems like no one does that anymore, even though it's free. A lot of libraries let you stream movies for free now or even check out tools.
Yep.
Libraries have evolved to get more and more use, to be more and more useful to the communities.
Using our library, the Macmillan Memorial Library, as an example, all the stuff that they do there. I mean, we've got the Makerspace. I mean, or the space, I think, as they call it now.
Yeah.
They changed the name. But the place where you can do stuff, you know, they've got tons of board games. You can check out board games from the library. How cool
That's
is that?
Awesome.
Video
awesome.
Games, movies. I mean, yeah. Books, of course. But, I mean, seriously, they have all this stuff available. And you don't have to pay anything for it.
Love our friends over at Macmillan. Mm-hmm. Go visit them today. Pay with cash when you're out with friends. Take a set amount with you, and it'll keep you from overspending, especially when you're out drinking. My friend Chris has been doing this for as long as I think we've been going to the bars.
Really?
Yeah, that's always been a thing of Chris. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a really smart move.
Yep.
It's not going to necessarily keep you from pulling out your card when you've been had too many or something, but...
But at least it's there, yeah.
Yeah, it's hopefully
helps you out, yeah.
Yeah, a bump in the world, you know, to keep you from...
A little reminder, if nothing else.
Plan your meals while you shop.
Like, yes.
Like if pork chops are on sale, do that instead of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in with a list maybe, but it's a loose list.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of pork chops, dinner. You're writing, I got to cover dinner for Thursday or whatever or something.
My family, we plan our meals out a week in advance before we go shopping because we know, so then we know exactly what to get. So.
My mom used to do that and I miss that so much. I miss somebody actually thinking for me that I should eat.
Yeah.
I am bad at remembering. I am bad at doing it. And I will admit that's probably the one thing I miss that mm-hmm. I could use. Somebody planning out my meal. And God help them if they tried to do that with as picky and as bad as I am as an eater. Pack a lunch. Not a new idea, but someone did the math and found it saved them $35,000 in 12 years. That's about $3,000 a year.
That's a lot of money. That ain't hay, man.
That person lived in a city.
Yes.
That person definitely lived in a city, if you're saving that much. Or you went out every day.
Yeah, and that does happen. You know, some workplaces, you know, you go out because it's easy, you know, convenient. But bring your own lunch. Can save you a lot of money.
Yeah. There are many different ways of saving and not spending as much out there. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed has a list here for you, along with this one right here. If you want to check it out, go ahead and go to BuzzFeed.com. And if you have any ideas, go ahead and give them to us. 715-424-2600, 424-2600.
I got one.
Yeah.
With the proliferation of sports gambling, don't gamble.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Seriously, that's. I can't think of a faster way to lose money on nothing than to go online. And it's been easy. It's easier than it ever was before. Right now, and that's the thing. That's where I think we're going to start seeing some problems.
The house always wins.
House always wins. That's why they do it. That's why they're in the business.
Do you notice that you don't see a lot of casinos going out of business? Well, ones that aren't run by a former president. Notice that?
Very, very few. Very few.
Have you seen many casinos in your lifetime go out of business?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen many casinos go around and, hey, we're lowering the prices on this and this and this and this. Everything must go. You know, no.
Having trouble filling the joint, right?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Nope. They're all doing well for a reason because suckers keep going there thinking you're going to beat the house. The house always wins. And that's the way the game is constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you're meant to feel good winning a couple hundred or $1,000 or something like that. That pulls you in. So when the first thing they taught me in Three Card Monty when I was a kid, it wasn't how to shuffle the cards. It was how to read people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the people that come up and they think they got this already. So you feed into that a little bit. Let them win a round or two. Mm-hmm. And they start putting more money on it and everything. And that's when you pull them in. And there's the skeptic that doesn't believe they're going to win anything. So they win and they leave. So you usually don't let them win.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones that you don't.
Yeah, and there's processes to all these things. That's Three Card Monty. Put that on a larger level of actual hustle, like, the true like hustle that is the casino world, which I have nothing. It's all legal. I have nothing against it.
Oh, right, yeah.
To each their own. A lot of people love that kind of entertainment, but nobody loves it more than the casino.
Yep.
Nobody loves your gambling habit more than the casinos, or maybe the Wisconsin lottery or whatever state lottery we're talking about.
There's a speech that Robert De Niro's character gives in Casino that I need to pull out because it is so good, and it's exactly what we were talking right now. But the way he does it is amazing.
Yeah. It's one of his better jobs. One of his better monologues. That's saying something. I wanted to take a little time talking about some local events. And coming up, we have the 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship.
Woo!
It's presented by Bank First. It'll be a thrill. It will thrill spectators July 18th through the 21st at Red Sands Beach right here at Lake Wasichan, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Hosted by our Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers since its inception, this four-day extravaganza showcases 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams with 72 individual competitions, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championship.
Nice.
Beyond the thrilling competitions, competitors, attendees can enjoy a variety of family-friendly attractions. Mm-hmm. The event grounds boast concessions, diverse vendors, a welcome beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel, ensuring there's something for everyone to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Adding to the excitement, Visit Central Florida will live stream the entire tournament globally.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
They must hold the championships down there then in Central Florida, my guess is. Yeah.
It's a smart move by them.
It is, though. Absolutely.
I didn't know that they were doing this, and that's pretty cool. I think that's
very neat.
Did anybody, when you and Beth and the boys moved to town, did anybody tell you this event was happening or coming up or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, I think we either learned it from here or we stumbled across it. But I know it's kind of hard sometimes for, like, kind of on the bubble activities like this to get, you know, the word out and that kind of thing. They're starting to, though. I think they're doing a better job now than they have ever done with stuff like this, you know, with water skiers and stuff. But the fact that it's here, that's really cool.
This is the world's largest water ski show tournament. They are very well known, and it has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. But when my family moved here, we didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we see this just like one day, tons and tons of people just coming into town. And
what
What's going on?
It was incredible. It was crazy. It was also really cool.
Yes,
we felt
absolutely.
Like we felt a little more at home, actually. It was really nice. It's going to be a fun tournament, as it is every year. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to root on our Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers or whatever your local team is, mm-hmm. and support these athletes and enjoy. They get one time a year to really show you what they can
shine,
do.
Yeah.
We encourage you to come down and support them. And, of course, we've got great local vendors that are going to be down there.
100%.
And a lot of your neighbors and friends and neighbors are going to be volunteering mm-hmm. at this event and encourage you to help out any way you can by just being a good person,
yep.
Acting right, treating people when they come to town here well.
Mm-hmm.
Every city is looking to increase their population and make it stronger.
Yep.
You want to know a great way of doing that, not only having an event like this, but when you know, people from out of town come here, they're treated right.
Mm-hmm.
And you treat people good, maybe they want to move here. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to come back next year.
Yep.
Either way, that's economy, baby.
That helps us.
Treat
helps everybody.
Right. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.